All right. Well, well, well. If you're tuned in, if you just tuned in, this is the Rapid Thursday Drive with Half Queen, and I am so honored to be talking to the one and only Lady Six about her new single. If you don't know much, I mean, I'm sure if you're listening to BFM, then you know about Lady, who is an imitable artist, who is an ultimate genre bender, in my opinion. And I'm so excited for the sweetie to release new music. And she's on the line with me right now. Can you hear me?
I can. Kia ora.
Kia ora, sis. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sitting here like, imitable. What does that even mean?
It means like incomparable. It means people are looking to you. It means you're a pioneer. It means you're, you know, a beacon. It means you're just iconic.
Oh my God, shut up. Shut up.
I would never. I love you. I think you're really, obviously, I think you're amazing. How is the process going with this new rollout for Levar?
It's going good. It's a real crack up kind of thing because we organise it all ourselves. Like me and my bestie, she is helping me manage the whole Lady Six thing, and it's just like a mega admin chaotic affair, really. And then it starts to roll out, and then it's like, okay,
yeah,
do this and do that, and make sure we post this and post that, and it's tiring as all hell. I'm also at uni. So.
Oh my gosh, look at you go.
I know. Superwoman. Who am I?
You're amazing.
I am. Get over yourself.
No, it's giving Superwoman, a Wonder Woman, I should say. That's incredible. I mean, it's long awaited, and everyone has been, you know, sitting on their hands.
So long awaited, also for me too. So I feel anyone that's like, hurry up already, lady, because yes, it's finally here. It's coming out.
Hell yeah. Oh, I'm so excited to play the new tune Lightbulb, which is off of this new album called Le Var. And I feel as though the listeners might not be that privy to what the Var is. Do you want to talk to that a little bit?
Yeah, okay. So Le Var is a concept, a sound concept of, I guess, the space in between, or the space in between that makes up relationship, that makes up relationship between you and your loved ones, or you and your iwi, say, or you and your whatever. And I always liken it to like the space in between rhythm. You know, it's like if you didn't have the pause in the rhythm, like the actual nothing that exists between beats, you wouldn't even have a rhythm. So it's so very important, but almost imperceptible, but so understood by Indigenous cultures, obviously.
Yeah, incredible.
Because we have a name for it, so
exactly.
That's what that is.
I feel like your live show is that exact thing too. Anyone who has seen you live, I'm sure you and the band obviously can understand the potency of that feeling, the seen, the unseen. But I think that's kind of, yeah, that's the music. And I'm really gassed for this to come out. Because did you play Lightbulb at the Others Way?
I don't know. I feel like probably I did.
Yeah, I think you were like, this is a new one. And I was like, when the hell is this coming out? So I'm gassed about it.
It's crack up because we've been like, this is a new one for like 6 years. Yeah.
You're like, yeah, finally have it.
This is the new one too. Yeah, it's like waiting for as the songs kind of get created, we get like super impatient to play them live just to see reaction, and to, because we are hyped for it, so we're just like, we're just going to do this this summer.
Yeah.
But it was new in the way that we took the drums out. I used to have drums.
Yes.
We got Cody Nielsen to do some drums for it, and then we did some drums for it, and we played with the idea of it having drums. And then before we put it into mastering for the vinyl, which we're also getting made, Tux is like, I'm going to take out all the drums, so we have to get it remastered. And we're like, dude, what the? It's dope, though, and he's such a forward thinker when it comes to what is hot to hear, and he's a nerd like that, so we just always trust, like, Parks knows.
Yeah. Parks is, you guys are incredible collaborative moment, and Brandon, it's such a cool, I'm so excited. Gosh, people are texting in too, they're just so excited to see you, and you're going on tour, yeah, to promote this one, or just to let us, marinate in the sounds?
Yeah, we were always going to go on tour anyway, because winter is my favourite time just to, like, sweaty out the club and have our little moment of having a party and sharing whatever it is we're cooking.
Yeah.
But it ended up being an album release tour because the album finished itself. Do you know what I mean? Like, we never actually have a date, but it was just like, it was now finished. So then we were like, oh, we better call this the album release tour then. So it was the winter tour for like 6 months before it became like, okay, let's call it the album release tour and do that. So we're going all around the world. I think we've got like 11 dates now.
Holy
including
heck.
Aussie. And I can't wait.
Oh my God, I can't wait either. I'm also really excited to just play this for all the listeners. Do you want to intro the track and then we'll get into it and play it and then I'll release you back to your uni mahi?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. This is Lightbulb from my upcoming record called Leva. I am Lady Six. I hope you like it.
Naka, thanks lady. Enjoy your night. This is Lightbulb.
Thank you.
Thank you.